This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 30th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the skies over Israel are mostly clear, with the sun shining in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures, making it a pleasant day for those venturing outside. As night falls, expect a warm evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, in the past hour, IDF airstrikes in Gaza have reportedly killed 8 people in Khan Yunis. Also, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that Israel has no territorial ambitions in Lebanon. The defense minister says the military will stay until Hezbollah is disarmed. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that a Hezbollah drone fortress near the Israeli border stood untouched for 18 months before an IDF raid. Separately, an article from Israel Hayom earlier today urges Israeli policy to avoid disappointment with Trump, emphasizing realism in Washington. And finally, I-24 News uncovers a roadmap for Hezbollah's disarmament and Israeli withdrawal from Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, highlights assistant professor Makram Rabah's view that Hezbollah's actions have escalated conflict with Israel. Ami Dar posted in the past half hour that demonization across the Middle East is at an all-time high, stressing the importance of recognizing humanity amidst the tensions. Joe Truesman, writing earlier today, shared that the IDF and Shin Bet killed Zaher Brahim Khalil Abu Salem, an Islamic Jihad operative involved in the October 7th attack on Israel. Let's go deeper into today's stories. Starting with the report from Walla, IDF airstrikes targeted the Al-Mawasi area in Khan Yunis. Arab sources claim 8 fatalities. This strike comes after recent escalations in the region, highlighting ongoing tensions in Gaza. For civilians, this underscores a continuing cycle of violence and instability. Turning to the Times of Israel, Defense Minister Katz confirmed Israel's lack of territorial ambitions in Lebanon. He emphasized that military presence will continue until Hezbollah is disarmed. This statement comes amid speculation about broader regional engagements affecting diplomatic relations with neighboring countries. Meanwhile, Ynet's report sheds light on a previously untouched Hezbollah drone base near Israel. Sources say IDF commanders had urged action for nearly 2 years. This revelation indicates long-term strategic planning and potential threats that impact security policies. In another development, Israel Hayom urges that Israeli policy must remain pragmatic despite any disappointments with former President Trump. This call for realism reflects concerns over future diplomatic maneuvers by Israel on the global stage. Lastly, I-24 News reveals plans for Hezbollah's disarmament and Israeli withdrawal from Lebanon. The roadmap suggests a phased approach impacting regional stability and future peace prospects. Turning to business and markets, first, CTech reports Immunai has secured a $15 million deal with Boehringer to use AI in cancer and autoimmune research, continuing collaboration through 2027. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Merav Bahat's plan to raise a $25 to $30 million AI fund. The fund will focus on AI infrastructure and cybersecurity startups, connecting Israel's tech scene with Silicon Valley. And finally, Globes reveals the Israel Electric Corp must adjust retroactive charges for rooftop solar panels after a reprimand. This decision affects consumers and the renewable energy sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.